Hey, you guys, it is Gina Crash. Welcome to Spotlight on Maryland. Today, the spotlight is on Movable Feast here in Baltimore. We have Matt Berg with us. He is the director of operations. Hi, Matt. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Good, good. Good to have you here.
Nice to be here.
And you're joined also by Karen Prescott, who is your events and social media manager. Hi, Karen. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, thanks.
So good to have you here. And before we get started about the mission of Movable Feast and also your upcoming Dining Out for Life fundraiser, which is going to be coming up this Thursday, September 19th. I always ask nonprofits that come into this show, like, how important, and that's so much of your job, how important social media is these days to get the mission of your organization out there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as part of my position as social media manager, it's integral to constantly be letting our supporters know what's happening at Movable Feast, any kind of news updates, and then just appreciation for our volunteers. Everybody just kind of needs an inside look at Movable Feast, and that's how we continue to gain fans on our Instagram and Facebook pages. So yes, huge, huge part.
And Karen, where can people find you on social media?
So on our Facebook page, our Instagram, and our Twitter.
Is it at Movable Feast?
Yes, at Movable Feast. So our Instagram is mfeastbemore, and our Facebook is movable_feast.
See, it's always a little bit different. We want to make sure we get everybody to those verified accounts, right? And of course, online, where are you, so that people can go online and get those direct links to those social media sites?
So our website is mfeast.org.
mfeast.org. Okay, cool. Now that everybody knows how to find you online, we are going to learn all about Movable Feast right now, its mission and who it serves. And as I'm staring right now at Director of Operations Matt Berg, something tells me that's in your wheelhouse, Matt, right?
Of course.
So please enlighten us, for anyone listening this morning that's not aware of your great work.
So our main focus is feeding home-delivered meals for people that are critically ill with cancer or HIV or other life-threatening illnesses. And we serve, I guess in last year, we served over 1,400 clients on our home-delivered meals program, which was about 575,000 meals last year.
That's
so it's
huge.
Kind of cool. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's great. Has that grown, I would imagine, leaps and bounds?
Yeah, there's lots of need, that's for sure. So we've been steadily expanding. We serve 14 counties in the city, Baltimore City, and nine of those 14 are down the shore. So we cover the whole eastern shore.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that. Yeah, we have distribution down there. We make all our food here in Baltimore, and we ship it down. About 20% of our clients are down there. So we ask about expansion. We're actively looking for a second kitchen down in on the eastern shore to expand down there. There's a lot of need down there, and it's very agricultural and it's spread out. So you know it's a little bit different than being in the city, but we recognize that there's a big need, and that that's our next big push. And we've been working towards that, looking for properties and things like that.
Great. So so fundraisers, like we're going to be talking about, like Dining Out for Life and things like that.
Correct.
All that money is much needed for your continued expansion, the continued need.
Correct.
How long have you been with the organization, and did you have any personal connection? What led you to your role?
I've been director of operations for about 3.5 years. I used to work in a hospital in project management and then also in the food industry. So it's mainly in the food industry, research and development and quality assurance. The connection really is kind of giving back to people. It's really heartwarming and rewarding place to work. I mean, you see people getting better, helping people, making sure that they're basically staying alive. I mean,
yeah.
Food is medicine. We're part of a coalition, a food is medicine coalition. There are about a dozen organizations similar to ours that across the country that we do medically tailored meals. That's our specialty. We're also with dietitians that go out and see people and make sure that they're eating properly and training them. Nutrition training, basically. And so those organizations across the country, food is medicine, because we know that if you're sick and you have medication and all that, you're really not going to get as healthy as you can if you're not nourished properly.
That's right. That's very, very important.
Your mother always told you to eat your vegetables, right?
Right,
So that's kind of what we're doing.
That's absolutely.
It's not medical direct, but it supports, the medical, part of getting better.
Those guidelines, yeah, that's mm-hmm. great. So how has the organization grown over the past 30 years? I know you have been there, at least 3.5 of those,
yep.
but brought your expertise to Movable Feast. How has it grown? And so, it must be something to marvel at, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it is, because you say, we've been around for 30 years. It started in Baltimore City. A group of people saw people literally dying of HIV and AIDS, and they decided to do something about it. 10 people started making food in their kitchen.
It's amazing to think about the grassroots
exactly.
start, wow.
Exactly, and it, that's what's amazing, because now it's grown to a point where we're serving, almost 1,500 clients a year and growing. Right now we're we run about 820 clients a week right now. That's what we're doing, and feeding those people. So it's grown tremendously. And like I said before, we know that there's a big need, and there's always a need, and we're always interested in helping people.
That's great. And you recently celebrated a very important milestone for Movable Feast. August 25th of this year marked the 30th anniversary mm-hmm. of when Movable Feast officially served its first meal
Correct.
To those 10 homebound individuals we were talking
yeah.
about living with AIDS. And how far you've come since then. That's
yep.
huge, isn't
yep.
it?
Oh, no, it's you start with something in your kitchen, and now you have, we're like a $4.5-5 million organization. That's tremendous.
And, yeah.
And it's very rewarding, because, like I said, we're helping people.
And when did you guys expand from, now you also serve individuals who are suffering from other illnesses mm-hmm. potentially. When did it move beyond living with AIDS to other, diseases and
I
other.
I think it was 2002, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
We started feeding people with cancer. The way it works is we have different funders, and if the funders come to us, like Komen is one of our funders.
Yes, Susan G. Komen, Maryland. We work with them with their More Than Pink Walk. That's a huge part of what they do, and I don't know if everybody knows that, is getting those healthy meals to people
Correct.
Who can't get them themselves.
So we supply for their clients.
That's great.
So it depends on who's funding it. We do, obviously, a lot of Ryan White, which is the federal HIV program,
mm-hmm.
And we do other organizations. So we do cancer, we do diabetes, we do, depends on who the funder is and who their clients are.
Wow. Okay. That's important information to get out there. I don't know if everybody knows that about.
And like I said, we have different menus for different people. For if you're a diabetic, we have a specific menu, so that's medically tailored, and so on. So it's very targeted, and then in conjunction with our dietitians that go out and see and interview the people, if they need extra help, we supply them with supplements or Ensure type products that work for them. So it's very focused and medically tailored.
What are some of those programs that Movable Feast has to help those in need?
So what we do is our standard program is we create frozen meals, medically tailored frozen meals with our dietitians and our chefs, put together something that not only is nutritionally appropriate, but also tastes good.
Yeah, so it's made fresh and then frozen just to remain safe till
Correct.
It gets to someone. But
Correct.
That's great.
So
they're
little trays with like a protein, and they'll have a starch and they'll have vegetable, but all balanced for nutrition. And like I said, it has to taste good, because you're not gonna eat it if you're not gonna taste. It's
right.
not gonna taste good.
That's
so
right.
that, our chefs do a great job doing that. And then we deliver our typical program is 12 different meals, frozen meals, plus a bag of produce every week. So our clients, our drivers go out. We have our own drivers, and they hand deliver to the clients the 12 meals and the produce every week. And that's one type of program. It's our bulk of our program. We do other things where we have we give them emergency boxes for the winter when we can't make it, when it gets snow.
That's true. What do you do then?
Yeah,
now we know.
So we have different programs that way. So that's our main program. Like I mentioned before, the dietitians might supply or recommend that they, use some supplements if people need more than just the regular meals, and also, of course, the training, teaching people about nutrition and how it affects their health and all that. So that's the bulk of our main mission.
Gotcha. And so Movable Feast has two large fundraisers each year, and one is definitely coming up, as we mentioned, mm-hmm. Thursday, September 19th, your 26th annual Dining Out for Life event. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the event, if people aren't aware of it, its purpose, its background, and how they can get involved.
Yeah, so Dining Out for Life is actually a national event. We are one of about 50 licensees that participate in Dining Out for Life. We're the only ones that do it on September 19th in the Baltimore area. The national date is in April. But we're fortunate in being an aid service provider, providing services to those with HIV that we can participate in the Dining Out for Life event. So this is our 26th year. We have about 58 restaurants participating, and they will be contributing 25% or more of meals that day to Movable Feast. So that is pretty much it. People just need to go and dine out, and automatically a portion of their check is going to be donated to Movable Feast. It can't get much simpler than that for this fundraiser, and that's why we love it so much.
That's great. Now, are they listed anywhere on your website, or other than people going to their favorite restaurant and seeing and asking them if they're participating? Where can we people plot it out and find their favorite restaurant that's participating and get involved and dine out and give back?
Yes. Yeah, so the full list of restaurants is on our event website, diningoutforlife.com/Baltimore, and you can search for different restaurants in different areas, which ones are contributing from breakfast, which ones are contributing from lunch, which ones are contributing from dinner. The majority of the restaurants do participate in dinner just because it is on a Thursday. So that's the easiest meal for people to get out to in the bulk of the people participating in the event.
Mm-hmm.
But all the details and the percentages that they're contributing from each restaurant is listed on that website.
That's great. And yeah, it's good to get people out on Thursday. It's Friday Eve, right? That's a good night to go out and support a great cause. And so what kind of impact, and I forgot to ask you, Karen, how long you've been with the organization and how you've seen this event grow, and every year it gets better and better, right? More and more restaurants want to get involved, and more people want to support a great cause.
Right, right. So I actually have been with Movable Feast for a year and a half. So this is my second Dining Out for Life event that I've been in charge of as the events manager. So just being able to go through one and see how it works, and then this year being able to kind of edit and find, some new things to add to the event, some new restaurants, some new businesses that want to contribute, has been a lot of fun because it is a continuously growing event each year.
That's great. What impact has Dining Out for Life had as a result? And that can be on a national scale, or I know we kind of tailor it a little bit to Baltimore, and also it's not just Baltimore, but it's also, across the area, right? It's in participating restaurants, even in the county.
Right. So our particular event, we have the goal of raising $100,000 on September 19th. And that would be from the contributions from the restaurants, as well as additional donations that we collect at each restaurant the night of the event. We have what's called ambassadors. There are volunteers, our fantastic volunteers that participate and go to each restaurant representing Movable Feast. So they let all the diners there know that we have some fantastic raffle prizes that they can enter to win, the grand prize being two tickets to see Celine Dion on February 24th.
Awesome.
VIP tickets, actually, they're worth about $1,700.
Holy cow.
So with that, they can enter to win and choose to add additional donations with their registration. And we get a lot of money from those particular envelopes as well that night. But yes, the goal is to raise $100,000 to help continue to support our clients and the programs that we run.
That's great. So we can all participate in Dining Out for Life, whether it's dining out or donating or, participating in some of those raffle prizes once you get there, or just, having a meal after work, right? And all the money goes to this great mission.
Going to eat anyway.
Exactly. You got to eat, right? And what's really cool, I think, about this year, you know, as you were saying, Karen, you were here last year as well, but now things are getting bigger and better again this year. It's not just restaurants that are participating this year. Tell us what's noteworthy or different about this year's Dining Out for Life with some of those other people that are getting involved in addition to the restaurants.
Well, a lot of people who are contributing have gotten really creative, and we're very open-minded as far as how this event goes. Diablo Donuts in Federal Hill is doing a beer tasting and donut happy hour, where they're contributing 100% of the proceeds of that happy hour to Movable Feast for the second time running. So that's a very unique experience. We also have Checker Spot Brewing Company donating $1 per pint that night, and that will actually be the location of our after party. After most people have served at the restaurants that night, all the volunteers will head there. Anybody is welcome to come. We have some music by Josie Baltimore performed, and it's just a great time for everybody to celebrate and come together at the end. Scola Cooking School is gracious enough to allow our executive chef, Melanie Brown Lane, to conduct a class there where half of the ticket price is going directly to Movable Feast. And she will be leading a 4-course meal, absolutely delicious menu that night. And your ticket comes with complimentary wine. So we do have some kind of unique options
as
well.
That's cool. How could people find out how to get a ticket to that as well?
So those tickets are available two ways. One, they can go to Scola Cooking School and just find that particular event on September 19th. We also have a Facebook event page on our site, our Facebook page of Movable Feast. And also on the event website, if you click on the details for Scola, you will find the ticket link as to where to purchase tickets. I will say they are starting to run out.
Okay.
Last time I checked, we're down to single digits left. So
wow, you got to get on that. Where is Scola Cooking School located?
It's on Charles Street in Mount Vernon.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Love that area so much. That's awesome. And then also ice cream parlors. I mean, we mentioned Diablo Donuts and what was the name of the brewery again?
Checker Spot Brewing
Checker
Company.
Spot Brewing, that's right. And then how about the, you know, those ice cream parlors that are getting involved, too?
Yeah, so the Charmery has been gracious enough to participate for many years and signed up all three locations. So that's the Factory, the Hamden, and the Towson location of the Charmery. We'll be participating at a 25% contribution. And so that's always a great one because, you know, who doesn't love ice cream? And they have the best flavors.
They
it's
do.
The Charmery.
Come yeah. And even though like summer's winding down, you can still hold on to it with the Charmery. And we're luckily, they've been expanding. So that just helps more and more people.
Right. Right. And this year they actually have agreed to create a Movable Feast special flavor of ice cream for Dining Out for Life. And
ooh.
We're waiting to find out exactly what flavor that is, but David Alama has created a special flavor for us, so we're looking forward to getting some of that and tasting and see what that looks like.
Rest assured that's going to be delicious. How about if any other organizations are listening possibly, is it too late for anybody else to get involved and jump in, another retailer or somebody who's interested in getting involved in that way?
Absolutely. We can take restaurants signing up all the way to the day before the event, which actually happened last year. So we will gladly sign on any new restaurants or businesses that have an idea of how they would like to contribute, and we will list them on the event website and let everybody know that they're participating. So if they go to the diningoutforlife.com/Baltimore, they'll see the information there about how they can sign up. And my contact information is on there as well, so they can email or call me directly to find out more details.
Great. And again, speaking is Karen Prescott, who is Movable Feast Events and Social Media Manager. Do you want to toss out your email or your phone or anything at this time if, you know, people are listening to this portion of the interview and want to contact you?
Sure. My email is cprescott, P-R-E-S-C-O-T-T, at mfeast.org. And if you call the main line at Movable Feast, 410-327-3420, I'm at extension 33.
That's great. And it seems like people are really excited about getting involved. More and more you see like more people every year jumping on board, and it's an easy sell, isn't it?
It is. And it's such a various amount of cuisines and, you know, different dinners and different ideas that people have come up with to participate in this event. So we're really lucky that there really is something out there for everyone,
yeah.
No matter what They really crave for dinner or crave for lunch. I mean, there really are so many options.
And not only is Baltimore generous as a city, but we are also blessed with some great restaurants and very, very skilled culinary masters that want to be a part of Movable Feast Dining Out for Life effort, which is great. We super duper appreciate that. And what goals does Movable Feast aim to reach with this year's Dining Out for Life? I think you mentioned $100,000, right? But there's no reason we can't meet and exceed that, right? And it's always a good goal.
Yeah, we would absolutely love to exceed that goal. And that's we've had a great amount of sponsors that have signed on to contribute to this event as well. This is actually the largest amount we've ever raised in sponsorship for this event. So we're really grateful to everybody who has been willing to participate in this event one way or another.
Wow, cool. It's a great event to be proud of for sure. And what kind of accomplishments has Dining Out for Life allowed for a Movable Feast to make towards helping others? How has that helped increase your reach and your things that I think we'll move back to Matt Berg, Director of Operations for Movable Feast, for that answer about how, you know, fundraisers like this can really help you continue to serve your those that you serve?
Yeah. So we have three main areas of funding. We get Ryan White, which is federal government. We get some state money. We get money from corporations and donations. And then, of course, we raise our own. Dining Out for Life allows us to feed people directly and support the organization to do that. Of course, we also have our other fundraising event, which is even bigger than Dining Out for Life.
I was going to ask, which one is that?
Which is Ride for the Feast in May.
Well, we got to talk about that.
Yes. I think Karen can talk about that. She's in charge of that one also.
Oh, wow, Karen, I don't know how you have time to sleep, but please tell us about Ride for the Feast, which is coming.
That's how we support many people. On our own dime, which is fine, and we love doing that. Mm-hmm. And so the money we raise goes to our clients.
That's great. So yeah, please tell us about Ride for the Feast coming up in May. What do we need to know about that, Karen? How can we participate?
So Ride for the Feast is a 140-mile bike ride from Ocean City to Baltimore over 2 days.
Wow.
This will be the 18th year of the ride coming up, and registration starts December 1. We have a number of riders who have been doing this event for 10 plus years, some 15, some 16. I think there is one who will this be his 17th year if he decides to come back.
That's awesome. We hope he does.
Yes, yes. So they start raising funds as soon as they get their team set up in December. And so they really have all spring to solicit donations from their friends, family, host a ton of fundraising events. You see them all over town. At different places, they do mac and cheese cook-off, chili cook-offs. They do competitions to raise funds. So it's a fantastic thing to watch. These teams kind of really, really stretch themselves to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for a Movable Feast.
That's really cool. How can they get more information on that also on your website as well?
Yes, yes. You can find information on our main website, and then rideforthefeast.org. We'll give you the information that you need to know about signing up as an individual or as a team. And this year, what we're hoping to do is, for the first time, if people don't want to ride 140 miles, because a lot of people say they just don't have that ability, for the first time, we're going to split up the ride so that people can participate in just day one, which is 100 miles, or just day two, which is a little over 30 plus miles.
That's great.
And that way we can kind of get those people who haven't quite made it to being able to ride 140 miles, but still want to be on the team and participate in the event.
That's cool. And like Dining Out for Life, is that something that you guys do across the country, or is this just a localized event for you?
Ride for the Feast happens to be our signature event. So we created it, and we own it, and nobody else is doing Ride for the Feast.
That's so cool. That's something to be proud of, for sure. Well, what other ways? We mentioned a couple already in the interview, but some other ways that people can help contribute if they hear 120 miles and they're like, that's not me, but maybe there's another way that anyone listening can contribute to Movable Feast in your cause.
So our organization is about 35 people. We do this all with about 35 people, but we also have volunteers, and people can sign up and volunteer. Last year we had individual volunteers, over 4,000 volunteers,
amazing.
Which represented about 30,000 hours. They make food, they help us with the Ride for the Feast or Dining Out for Life. pay for, they whatever else, whatever we need. We have a great, great volunteer base that helps us do what we want to, you know, what we need to do to help people. And they're helping people. They're helping us help people.
That's great.
So you can sign up. We have a lot of corporations that send people days of service to our kitchen, help us make all those meals, and it's been very successful. So we could never do any of this without our volunteers, and that's how they can, you know, help us, by just going to our website and signing up as a volunteer. Families do it, corporations do it, people do it. We've had bridal parties do it.
What a great idea.
Right? You know?
That's awesome. Great. What's that website again, just so people know? Is it mfeast.org?
Correct.
Well, that's great. Volunteering is awesome. You can't do it alone, that's for sure. And so, Karen, also I was going to ask you, I heard something about how you can text to donate this year. Is that something new? And how can people get involved with that? That's a great way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. We started this last year for Dining Out for Life for the first time. But people can text the word FEAST to 56512. And that will bring up a link that will allow you to donate directly to Movable Feast. And that was actually a really great way to incorporate last year's Dining Out for Life event, because not everybody carries cash anymore.
And, that's right.
Or a check.
I know, or a check. I don't know where my checkbook is. If you find it, let me know. Well, that's great. And is that going to be activated closer to Thursday, September 19th for Dining Out for Life? Will that be available all day that day for people?
It's actually live now.
Oh, it
so
is? Okay,
people
cool.
can start donating now, but the majority of the people will be donating on the 19th, and we actually keep track of the donations from each restaurant, so it actually asks you which restaurant you dined at when you go to that link. So.
That's cool, and it's always good to give them some love back, right? And just to wrap things up here, what are some goals Movable Feast has for the future?
So right now, as I mentioned, we serve about 820 clients out of Baltimore. We're working to get that up to 1,000. And then also, I mentioned we were looking for a kitchen down the shore.
That's right.
And we're expecting that would add another 600 clients. So our goals are about 1,600 clients a week. So that would be pretty much doubling what we're doing right now. That's our main goal.
And that seems attainable, definitely, with the help of the public, by contributing at mfeast.org. Also for your upcoming 26th annual Dining Out for Life fundraiser, Thursday, September 19th, right? They can go to diningoutforlife.com/Baltimore to find those 58 participating restaurants and more. Actually, we're talking about breweries, ice cream parlors, all the things going on as well. And your upcoming ride for the feast.org is where you can get that information. That, again, coming up in May. Karen Prescott, Events and Social Media Manager, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
For a Movable Feast. And also Matt Berg, Director of Operations. You know, are we missing anything else? Anything else you want to add? Or we can just ride off into the sunset and check you out online and help.
Come hungry on Thursday.
Perfect. Yeah, I can't wait to see you. All of my favorite restaurants are participating. That's awesome. And if they're not, I mean, can people contact you and say, hey, you know, you got to get involved in Dining Out for Life?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. We look forward to it. Again, that is Thursday, September 19th. We've been joined by our friends from Movable Feast this morning, Karen Prescott and Matt Berg, Director of Operations. Karen is the Events and Social Media Manager. You guys are great. Thank you for everything
you
do every day for our community here. You've been listening to Spotlight on Maryland. I'm Gina Crash. If you have any questions about what we've been talking about today, you can reach out on all the platforms on social media at Gina Crash. This has been a production of Entercom Baltimore. Thanks for listening.